Hello and welcome. I'm Sophie Bidard, and I'm delighted to offer you this Heart Togetherness activation. In the intention to live a heart-centered, heart-driven existence, we need to have our heart connected, communicating, cooperating with the other elements of our energy system. For that purpose, I'm going to guide you to experience a heart togetherness activation. You can adopt it, make it part of your daily practice if you have one. If you don't have one yet, that would be a great way to start. Imagine a heart chakra family introduction, having your heart meet the family and connecting closely with each member, with each chakra and the whole family. So I invite you to close your eyes. And turn your attention inside. Taking a few deep breaths. And breathing out all that does not belong to this moment. Let's bring all of your attention and your presence here and now. We set our intention that our time together, all that is shared, and all the energies that we call in and flow serve your highest good, your evolution, and the highest good of all. Remembering your connection to the center, to the heart of the earth. And your connection to the center, to the heart of the universe. So that you are held, both grounded and suspended. You are safe, relaxed, and ready, and open to receive. So let's begin the heart togetherness activation. Bring all your attention to your heart chakra at the center of your chest. And take a moment to contemplate the perspective of your heart, going to meet and establish a deep and loving connection with each member of the chakra family. And for that, we're going to use the figure 8, or infinity symbol. We're going to draw infinity symbols around the heart and around one by one each other chakra. And first, you want to bring your heart to balance, to wholeness. And for that, you can draw an infinity symbol horizontally within your heart. One loop on the left side, encompassing the feminine heart. One loop on the right side, encompassing the masculine heart. Start to draw the infinity symbol with your attention. And have the energy flow around your left heart, your compassionate heart, and around your right heart, your courageous heart, drawing left and right, a few green infinity symbols, compassion, and courage, love, and power. And remember to breathe into your heart as you flow these loops left and right. And bring your heart into balance, into wholeness. Beautiful. Now let's connect your heart with your root chakra, located at the perineum, the end of the spine. The root has the color red. It is your anchor on the earthly plane. It is concerned with safety and security, housing, territory, animal instincts, tribal power, loyalty, honor, justice. Let's draw a figure eight vertically. One green loop around your heart, and then the other loop reaching down all the way to your root, one loop around your root, picking up some red color, and then up to your heart, one loop around your heart, and one loop down around your root. And you can use your breath to flow the energy up and down. Breathing out when flowing the energy from the heart down towards the root. And breathing in, back up from the root, towards and around the heart. Bringing green, love, compassion, care from your heart into your root. Bringing red, stability, groundedness, safety, and security from your root up to your heart. Now let's connect your heart with your sacral chakra. Located between the navel and the root, its color is orange. It's all about sexuality, parents and parenting, early childhood, creativity, prosperity, passion, the power of individual one-on-one relationships, and issues of emotional life and trauma. Let's draw a figure eight vertically, one green loop around your heart, and then the other loop reaching down all the way to your sacral. One loop around your sacral, picking up some bright, vibrant orange color, and then up to your heart. One loop around your heart, and one loop down around your sacral. Breathing out, flowing the energy from the heart down towards the sacral. Breathing in, back up from the sacral, towards and around the heart. Bringing green, love, compassion, care from your heart to your sacral. Bringing orange, passion, creativity, prosperity from your sacral up into your heart. Now let's connect your heart with your power center. Located at the navel, in the area of the solar plexus and up to the breastbone, its color is yellow, a bright, warm, sunny yellow. It's the place of ego consciousness. A mature and balanced ego becomes the base of the heart that's placed just above, and the heart trusts and is able to open itself. It's about relating to others without giving away one's own power. It's the center of personal power, inner power, self-esteem, intuition, you know, the gut feeling, and endurance. So let's draw a figure 8 vertically, one green loop around your heart, then the other loop reaching down to your power center, one loop around your solar plexus, picking up some warm, shiny, sunny yellow color, then up to your heart, one loop around your heart, one loop down around your power center. Breathing out, flowing the energy from the heart down towards the power center. And breathing in, up from the power center around the heart. Bringing green, love, compassion, care from your heart to your power center. Bringing yellow, healthy personal power, self-esteem from your power center up to your heart. Now let's take a few breaths in your heart. Bring again a few horizontal green loops, left and right, between your compassionate heart and your courageous heart, the feminine heart and the masculine heart both reside within you, in tandem, in balance, in union. Now let's connect your heart with your throat chakra. Just above the heart, obviously in the throat. Its color is a bright light blue. It's the center of communication and of expression. The voice, the verbal, vocal expression, of course. But ultimately, the expression of your truth. The expression of your true self, with or without voice. It's also the point of connection or disconnection between the heart and the head. So let's draw a figure 8 vertically. One green loop around your heart, then the other loop up to and around your throat. One loop around your throat, picking up some bright light blue color. Then down to your heart, one loop around your heart. One loop up around your throat. Breathing in, flowing the energy from the heart up towards the throat. Breathing out, down from the throat, around the heart. Bringing green, love, compassion, care from your heart to your throat. Bringing bright blue expression, truth, expression of truth and true expression from your throat into your heart. Now let's connect your heart with your third eye, located in the brow between the physical eyes. Its color is indigo, a deep purpley blue. It's the center of expanded consciousness, visions, symbolic sight, ideas and ideals, inspiration and higher thinking, the power of the mind, consciousness and higher consciousness. So let's draw a figure eight vertically, one green loop around your heart, then the other loop up to and around your third eye. One loop around your third eye, picking up some deep blue indigo color. Then down to your heart. One loop around your heart. One loop up around your third eye. Breathing in, flowing the energy from the heart up towards the third eye. Breathing out, down from the third eye, around the heart. Bringing green, love, compassion, care from your heart to your third eye. Bringing the visions, the ideas, the power of the mind and the higher consciousness from your third eye into your heart. Now let's connect your heart with your crown chakra, located on the top of your head. Its color is a pure, bright, white light. It's about the unity of all things, pure divine consciousness or consciousness of spirit. It's your spiritual connector and the center of devotion. Let's draw a figure eight vertically. One green loop around your heart, and then the other loop up to and around your crown, picking up some pure bright white light. Then down to your heart. One loop around your heart. One loop up around your crown. Breathing in, flowing the energy from the heart up towards the crown. Breathing out from the crown around the heart. Bringing green, love, compassion, care from your heart to your crown. Bringing divine unity and consciousness from your crown into your heart. And take a few breaths in and out, in the union and wholeness of these connections. Coming back into your heart center, drawing one greater loop down, encompassing all the three chakras below, the root, the sacral, and power center. And then pause in your heart for just a moment. And draw one greater loop, encompassing all the three chakras above, the throat, the third eye, and crown. And back into your heart. Run a few of these greater loops of unity and wholeness up and down. And you may see and feel and maybe hear. Simply know the colors are mingling, the green, with each other color, the red and the orange and the yellow, the light blue, indigo and white, weaving, swirling. Beautiful. Now coming back into your heart center. Take a few breaths into your heart. Noticing how your heart feels as it meets and connects with the family. So much love in the connection and complementarity and mutual support. And we're going to add a few connections now to expand beyond this inner vertical colon. So now let's connect your heart with your hand chakras. That's right. There are chakras as well, right in the center of your palms. And you want to connect them with your heart. You can perceive your arms and hands as extensions of your heart, like emissaries of your heart, to receive and to give, to offer, to take action. So let's connect your heart with your left hand, the feminine or yin hand, the receiving hand. One loop around your heart and one loop around your left hand, activating this connection and the ability for your heart to extend and to receive what is given and what is offered. Now let's connect your heart with your right hand, the masculine or yang hand, the doing hand, the giving hand. One loop around your heart, one loop around your right hand, activating this connection and the ability for your heart to extend out and to do, to act, to give, to offer. And now let's bring all three in connection. One loop around your heart, then around your left hand, then around your heart again, then around your right hand, and then around your heart, and left and right through the center, weaving. Balancing the receiving and the giving, and balancing your heart as well. Beautiful. Now let's expand your heart connection into an earthly and cosmic connection. Coming back to the center, to your heart. Taking a few breaths there, feeling how it feels, noticing any images, sounds, ideas emerging in this connection, this unity, this wholeness, this heart-centeredness. Now let's connect your heart to the heart of the earth. That's right. You're going to loop around your heart and then all the way deep within the earth, into her core and around her heart, wrapping one loop around the heart of the earth. Then all the way back up, wrapping one loop around your own heart, and up and down, and up and down, offering, expressing, gifting your love, your care, your gratitude to the heart of the earth. And in return, receiving her love, her care, and all her offerings into your heart. Take a moment to connect heart to heart with the earth. And now let's connect your heart to the heart of the universe. That's right. You're going to loop around your heart and then all the way up into the center of the universe, the great central sun, galactic center, and around the heart of the universe. Wrapping one loop around the heart of the universe and then all the way back down, wrapping one loop around your own heart. And up and down and up and down, offering, expressing, gifting your love, your care, your gratitude to the heart of the universe. And in return, receiving the cosmic love, the light, and all the galactic offerings into your heart. Take a moment to connect heart to heart with the universe. And breathe, coming back down now to the center of your heart, feeling calm, peaceful, complete and whole, connected, in union and unity of love with all that is within and without. And gently coming back to here and now, you can open your eyes, bringing all your attention back into here and now. You can wiggle your toes, feel the sensations in your heart, the joy of your heart in togetherness. Come back here and now with joy and togetherness in your heart. Thank you.
Yo.